Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Man from Osirian, Mummy's Mask. And as you can see here, already having technical difficulties out of the gate. But that's okay. If you'll bear with us for just a moment or 12, we'll get these sorted. So, gentlemen, welcome back. It's been a while. I mean, for a podcast that supposedly started it all, it shames me to say that we've had trouble keeping this one. What's the word I'm looking for? Going steadily. Like, I mean, we're not giving it up, but it's been dodgy. it's been on and off. I mean, even tonight, poor Ashley Florence wanted to play so bad and was willing to defy doctor's orders with her bronchitis and like 7-8 months pregnant to play with us. And we were like, no, you rest, you know, you cheer us on from the sidelines, because I mean, come on, folks, you know, like health and family with us, you know, it's got to come first. Always.
That's the first time I've ever heard that from you, Jeff. You're usually like, Aiden, ignore everything and everyone. I don't care if you're, you know, if you're dying on the floor, get up here in game.
That's true, but you're special to me.
That's fair. I appreciate the love.
Did you get
Jeff.
Those amphetamines I sent you? to keep you going, right? Game, damn you, game. But we are, let's go around the house. You know, as soon as I get our call back up here, we seem to have, we dropped out our call, but like, Where do we leave off? I mean, guys, we're sitting on some footage that sort of takes the scene elsewhere. You guys were battling a ghost scorpion with a pale shell. Our android from afar has lost his memory and is now being, to emulate that, being played by a completely separate player. We have the star of our show, Old Man Arif, a Kelishite, not Osirian. He's the Arab. This is the Egyptian land. But, you know, a traveling scholar, cloistered cleric, has come from afar. And, of course, the ever-cunning, always confused, Vex Vandal, who lost a hand, gained a hand, lost it again, and his inner workings of his body, you know, unbeknownst to what's going on inside, thinks it's all just a sign or design of Pharasma, for better or worse. And here you guys are on the Scorpion's turn of round two, where we left it. Does anyone have anything they wish to add before we jump back in? I'm just pulling up the thing here. No?
No. Nope.
It's been a little while, so
yep.
Just familiarize myself with the sheet.
Nobody's got nothing to say. Nobody's got nothing.
Just hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. All right.
Guten Tag.
I think
audience.
We were about to win. That's where we left off.
See, I thought we were about to die.
Okay. Yeah. No, you were going to die, but that's
all perspective, that's fair. Gentlemen. It's all perspective.
Yeah, I was speaking of German fans, because I had mentioned to Aiden earlier last year that our number one audience, of course, is the U.S., and you think number two would be Canada, because we have half Canadian, and it was like 50% U.S. listeners and like 10% German and 8%. Canadian, and then the smattering of across the world. Gentlemen, those numbers have changed thanks to the huge indulgence of Spotify listeners who have found us on Spotify. We are sitting at 71% American audience and like 8-10% Swedish audience, and our, sadly, Matt, our Canadian audience is adult. So America, yeah, you know, thanks for listening. But here we are, and let me just do a quick little swap so my background becomes as pretty as the rest of you, and we will heave-ho, you know, headlong back into the hot deserts of Osirian, on the world of Galorian, in the Inner Sea region, on the continent of Gurundi, the Egyptian parallel to our own world, with far more thousands of years of pharaohs dead, gone, and buried than our own true state. Gentlemen, I believe a little bit of... you say you won, but I'm not buying it, so I still think ye old battle music, you know, is in order, because you never know how well this, you know, this stuff's going to go. So the Scorpion was facing off with the android, and I believe now that I'm positioned, I'm going to finally have a decent, you know, a decent go, a decent triple threat here, where I've got either a couple claws or the sting, or that I've set up here, you know, for my full on, going to do the old all claws and the stinger. And we're looking at clamping, swinging with claw one missing and a second one at Rin, his armor protecting him. He's scraping against that fine, what, it's not actually a masterwork plate, banded mail, but, you know, the residents think it's so. And even with the stinger all missing, scraping and clanking off that shiny, shiny otherworldly armor. And it is now Old Man Arif Elbasir's turn. Sir, what do you do? Arif? Did he nod off? Is he asleep?
Nope. You're just going all robot on me there for a second. Oh. I'm trying to open too many things all at once. Okay. Let's see here. So I am going to reach way back. Try to understand what's going on. Yes. And I'm going to try to use a knowledge skill. See what I know about this thing.
Okay. The old, ye old
knowledge dungeoneering, maybe?
I gotcha. Failing you.
Okay. That's just a raw roll, but that's a 23.
Okay. I'd actually have to go with nature. Okay. As opposed to dungeoneering. Now, I would say that dungeoneering would also work with a slightly higher DC.
Okay.
So if you have a favorite, by all means, but I think you'd want to have an overwhelming dungeoneering before you lay off, you know, the other.
Yeah, no worries. Let's see here. The die roll is a 13, so I'd add 5 okay. to it. My knowledge nature is plus 5, so 18 knowledge nature.
Okay. This is a small vermin. It has dark vision, tremor sense, a decent perception. Does not have a huge, like, it has a natural shell, but its AC is like, you know, like 12. Your biggest threat is that poison, that stinger. Okay. You know, it does have a decent, you know, classic nasty poison. As it were, but it's straight up sort of hit to hit combat with claws of D3 damage and plus 2. It's like, you know, it's not an awesome combatant. We must have sort of agitated it somehow. You know, oh, my dark hold place to escape the sun. What? And everyone jumps up, and it's, you know, it definitely wants to fight for its new lair. But, you know, we've stirred it up. It's the stinger you really got to worry about.
So then I'll drop this piece of knowledge in game. According to Farad's desert dwelling creatures, beware of the stinger. The venom is terrible. And I will use my action to grant Ren a plus 3 to his armor class through an aid other.
Hmm. Okay. Anything else, sir?
That's me. That's my standard action.
Okay. Vex.
Yes.
Mr. Vandal.
Mr. Vandal, yes.
What do you do? You were cowering, turtled up, rapier pointing out in a corner when we left you, I believe, last session.
This is true, very true. Trying to hide. Not very successfully. I will move 5 feet forward and attack.
Okay.
Ooh, yes, very good. All right, and so I'm also going to activate my energy strike, which is Suli ability. Adding an additional 1d6 electrical damage to any attack with a physical weapon or an arm strike.
Okay.
So, here it comes. Natural 20.
Nice.
Not confirmed.
So automatic hit, but not auto crit.
Hiya! So that is 1d6.
Okay.
Plus 2 piercing damage.
Now, this ability, can you confer it to a weapon, or do you have to strike them with your hands? Because I know that the classic Suli that goes with fire, it's like his arms alight with fire, and he can, like, box with it. Can you transfer this energy to a weapon?
Once per day is a swift action. A Suli can shroud her arms in acid, cold, or electricity fire. This attack lasts for 1 round per level and can be dismissed as a free action. Unarmed strikes with her arms or hands or attacks with weapons held in those hands deal 1d6 points of damage of the appropriate energy type.
Awesome. Awesome. Can I have a perception check?
From me?
From you.
Oh, what do I see?
You developed this ability because of your heritage through fate, fast fun fiction fleeing, and you'll never forget the day that you almost stopped a man's heart by just holding up a hand against his chest to keep him from stealing back the bread you stole, and gave him sort of a stun gun, you know, oh wow, I'm more than human, thank you Frasma, kind of thing, that fated day. And you learned how to control this energy coming into your current level and growing up.
Yep.
From that young boy that lost his hand. And like you said, once a day, it takes a lot of concentration and it takes a little bit out of you, right?
Yep.
Can't do it again. But it's skin contact and it's just your arms. It's like a elbow, you know, shoulder to wrist or elbow to fingertip kind of deal, right?
Yep.
Now you're holding a rapier, which is made of metal, and you've learned to, you know, slide your thumb up to the metal part as you strike and conduct. Okay.
Yep.
As you 20 with your hit, what is your perception?
16.
You're not sure, but you swear that your fingernails grew into sort of a long, silvery, metallic-looking wedges that just sort of thickened, lengthened, and sort of helped you wrapped around and make contact with the steel, and the energy flowed through them that more efficiently, just for a split second. And you attack your foe, eyes on the target, and when you come back and peek at your hand, it's back to normal. Perhaps
Excellent.
It was a mirage.
Excellent.
Strange.
So I did 6 points of damage with the regular attack, and then also 4 points of additional electrical damage. So a total of 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Barring any electrical resistance. Hiya!
Okay. You jab it. It shrieks, turns on you, it's badly wounded, and then you electrify it, and it gets seriously wounded. This thing is, it's sluggish immediately, it's really angry, you know, it's probably even more dangerous, but you guys have tag-teamed it, and that last strike, Vex, you know you've hurt it rather badly. Ren.
Okay, so, before we go into what my character does, how do I target creatures?
I can look after that for you, just tell me, like, keep it in the role-playing sense.
Yep. And just FYI, if you open the combat tracker, hold, I believe it's control, and select the monster you want to target.
Mm-hmm. There's several ways. You can actually drop the dice right on top of the target. In your tracker, there's a target where I can grab it, and I've already targeted it for you. We have the first 9 episodes of our live-action Age of Ashes where we talk about the interface. I know you haven't had a lot of experience with that, but I've gotten to a way where I can help control your guy so that we can stay in the theater of the mind. So just play like you would normally. And like I said, you know, just kind of fudge your way along. We won't have to talk about the aspects of that.
So seeing...
You're set up. You're good to go.
Wonderful. Thank you. So seeing Vex, you know, stab this thing and it turns on him, I'm not happy about that because I like being the center of attention. You know, I'm built for eating hits. And so take my long sword, you know, spin it in my hands and then swing it down on this scorpion.
Okay.
14 to hit.
Okay.
And 1 sec. And 10 damage if it connects.
Okay. I have you targeted, so I'm kind of surprised that it's not actually automatically, you know, telling you that you attacked the actual creature and did the damage. But I can tell you, when you come down, you sever the forward part of its head where the top claws are and basically take the head and those forward claws straight off, and it sort of hinge drops to the ground. You don't sever it, but, you know, you've exposed a huge part of the carapace and it falls, shall we say, twitching and barely moving to the ground and then stops. What do you got going on there, F? I see the dice rolling in the background there.
Oh, I was supposed to roll to see if I can grant up that armor class adjustment. So it's a die roll minus 1, so 14. So I would have given him a plus 3 to armor class.
Okay. You have a plus 3 to armor class against the corpse.
Against corpse.
Now, how long is that?
It's been a while.
No, that's fine.
What's up?
Tag team and tactics, right? I mean, that wins the day in the end. My question for you, Monsieur Arif, is what am I looking
for? Bonus.
Yeah, like how long does that last?
Until my next action. So until I go again. So basically, I grant it his entire turn, and then right before it comes to me, then I can either choose to do something different or roll again to see if I continue to grant him that bonus.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool, so yeah. We'll see.
Very
we'll
cool. See very useful.
Yes. I mean, having a good defense is always better than getting stung. Yes.
This is why thousands of years later, you know, his sayings almost take, but not quite. Somebody has something slightly catchier that takes into the, you know, in the long run. So, Rin, peeking your head at the door, you know, this thing does not seem to have friends. Tumbleweeds blow on. What do you guys wish to do?
Well, perhaps we should find some way that we can block this to prevent further intrusion. Indicating towards the door.
They are stone and heavy. You could just close them. I mean, keep the critters out anyway.
Ren will, you know, grab the doors and start to close them. Sure. Leave them slightly cracked, because I believe we had a tough time getting them open in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. We just, you know, want to leave off the proverbial open invitation, right?
Yep. Yeah. While he's doing that, I'll dig through my pack and light a torch.
All right. Now, had you guys gone as far as turning the big wheel of a door that's in the track on the back wall?
No, we hadn't gotten there.
Oh, no.
Okay. And you guys were, looking at the, just to refresh, you know, rectangular room, save for some engravings and fixtures upon the wall. There was a pair of heavy stone doors to the north that you just closed, an immense stone wheel of a door against the south wall. The air was stale in here. There's a layer of dust and sand that covered the floor. Lying in a thick layer to the south, all four walls bear a sunken relief engravings and hieroglyphs, while some stone faces are affixed to the walls at about shorter height in each corner. These objects you see on the map are these stone faces.
Okay.
And the door itself is engraved with a large spiral religious-looking symbol. And there is there's a track, like a groove in the floor and the ceiling, that big stone wheel is kind of sitting in, almost indicating that you could possibly like roll it within the track so it doesn't fall out or flat.
I will move up to the hieroglyphics there and see if I can't make sense of anything. See if it is a dire warning or instructions on how to open the door. Speak, friend, and enter.
Okay. On the walls, I think we already had you studying them when they were written in ancient Osirian. Can I have some knowledge religion checks from you, gentlemen?
Let's see. Knowledge religion will be +9 to that.
Mm-hmm. I know
from everyone,
of religion.
This is oak, no? Okay.
I know nothing, but I will move towards the door and take a look to see if I can make out any mechanical controls, connections.
Okay.
So I got a 25.
Look for traps.
Okay. Ren got a 14 on knowledge religion.
Okay. Did you want to roll perception? Or sorry, shall I roll perception to see if you seem to find a trap, or do you want to take your 2 minutes and 20 there? I do have to state that is an option. If you want to take 2 minutes and take your natural 20, you can when searching for a trap. A lot of people forget this fact.
Yeah. I rolled a 15, so I'll go with what I rolled.
Oh, okay. So starting with Ren, actually, you've lost your memory. So when your internal database sort of analyzes, highlights, and tells you that the big spiral on the door is a common religion known as Phrasmic worship in this town, in the region, you're kind of curious where this comes from. It's almost like your brain is telling your brain, digs up this data. Not a lot on it, but you do know that it is a goddess of the afterlife, somewhat, has several titles, and a lot of the data is corrupted. You know, like you're trying to remember, like you remember that the goddess does have several titles besides just being Phrasma, but the data's corrupted. You can't sort of access it, probably do with your memory loss. And there's also obvious stuff like it's a very common religion here. The old man worships this religion. He actually has a holy symbol on him, little spiral, you know, around the neck. And that's about it for you. Arif, with your 20, did you say?
No, I got a 25.
25. Interesting that a modern and ancient religion is mixed in these tombs, because this was built, you know, these were built 1200 years ago when the old Osirian gods were worshipped, where now there's only a smattering of shrines and temples, a lot more in this area of Osiria and then across the world, especially in Katapesh. There's the odd this and that. But the dominant faith in Katapesh being Sarenrae, goddess of the sun, you yourself choosing another modern Galarian religion, Pharasma, goddess, lady of graves, of death and fate. What a delightful scholarly treat to see the embodiment of the ancient Osirian god of death compared to yours on the door, big spiral Pharasma. Mm-hmm. You know, you speak jive. The heads are the jackal god head likeness of Anubis.
Okay.
Two of them. The other two look like they are about the same age. So this was made at the same time, are actually of your goddess Pharasma. And they double as torch holders. Isn't that nice? Look at that. Right in the architecture.
That is
wonderful.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
So yeah. As I'll kind of say these things out loud. Akim once published an atlas subtitled The Things Uncertain. Yeah, and he may often made comparisons about how the gods would often evolve with their peoples. Or was it the understandings of their teachings that led those peoples to interpret their gods in new lights? This is interesting. Do you have any chalk and paper? I would love to have a rubbing of this. To take back. Anyone? And I'll begin to set things down and start to root through my pack as Vex tries to pick at the door.
What was that, Arif? You want me to rub the door?
You can try rubbing it. But essentially, I would like to copy. Anyway, he's waving his hand. Everything, yes. All of this must be preserved in some fashion so it can be studied later. It's really fascinating, the way that the personages, the way, and he'll just ramble on and on.
Oh, yeah,
as he digs deeper into his pack for a paper. It'll poke his head up every now and then. Oh, yes. Does the door open?
I think this is going to take us some time.
Ren is just standing with, you know, the torch up and the, the long sword just down at his side, just waiting.
Okay. The silent tear from the android. Humans take such a long time to process data. Vex, you don't seem to find a trap. Oh! I love saying that all the way back from my D&D days, man. Just my best line. You don't seem to find a trap.
Did I find any evidence of a mechanism?
Well, give me an intelligence check here.
Sure.
Disable device if you want to juice it.
Yeah, I'll do disable device.
Mm-hmm. Back in the days,
disable device 18.
Okay,
I might be able to help with that.
And intelligence check of 15.
Oh, I was going to go with one or the other, whatever, because, you know, the logical way of you applying both. So anyway, well, let's wait for air for 1 second.
Okay. Actually, I can't. I don't have disabled device, so I can't be helpful for this particular task.
Okay. So, a street-wise young vagabond, you know, growing up in a land of pharaohs and tombs and so desperate and hungry that maybe you've even traversed into the local ones that have been plundered just to get a feel for the stones, the underdwellings, you know, that kind of thing. You've never encountered, but you've heard of this type of door. It really is a wheel that is set in place with a track. Yeah, you know, a good 50-50 chance it's trapped. But a lot of this kind of thing is for show. I mean, the wall door is... the wall itself is 10 feet. The door is like 10 feet diameter. So this disc is 10 foot diameter stone, 6 inches wide, and you guess weighs upwards of, you know, 5,700 pounds, almost 6,000 pounds. But with enough oomph, you know, and leverage, you should just be able to roll this sucker right along its track. And since you don't find any mechanism to impede.
I'll just kind of like look at Arif and Ren and be like, perhaps you might want to stand back in case there is a trap I could not find.
Okay.
Oh my, yeah, that is very wise. And Arif will back way up. Yeah,
so Ren will make sure Arif is behind him.
Okay.
And just directly in front.
Ren, can I have a intelligence check, please?
Sure.
Try to stay inside of a square, boys. That's what they're there
for. 16.
Your data processor tells you that guessing by the mass and strength and girth calculable from this young youth, that he would need your help to move an object of this weight and mass and diameter.
Oh, will I? Let's let the dice determine. Oh, yes, very much. Please.
You want to continue that thought?
Oh, hernia. Oh, God, I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah.
But I did bring a 10-foot pole.
Hands torch over to to the old man, sheathed the long sword on his belt, and then grabs the door with both hands and tries to move it. 17.
What is your actual strength score?
14.
And you, Vex?
14.
Okay. Combined, gentlemen, you have a total strength score of 28, which is exactly what is needed. I've never seen this before. It's very interesting. They don't say like a DC check. They just say, you know, put two guys in the door, and if they total 28, scrape, scrunch, you know. Yay! Huzzah!
Not going to lie, it was a little bit hard only having the one hand.
Hmm.
I loosened it for you.
You what?
I loosened it.
Oh, you... That's what I said. Last game. Yeah, okay. So...
what's on the other side? Arif will wave the torch in, you know, eager to see what's in there. Move it.
Did any traps go off?
funny you should say that. Arif, they got the stone door open, but were you still interested in either, like, I don't know, coming back to the...
to rub off on it? Or get rubbings?
Yeah, something.
Absolutely. So if they're going to explore ahead, I will. I've got some paper. Yes. Who knew? And then I'll get some of the chalk and some of the rice paper that I had set aside. And I'll begin to take small rubbings of certain areas he thinks is important, but may or may not be.
Okay.
Ren will, you know, stand like halfway in between, still keeping an eye on the old man, but also keeping an eye on Vex. Just like.
Arif's trying to use like every square inch of the paper strategically. Yeah. Don't mind me. Take a look. I'll be right along.
Oh, okay. Please.
Okay. So drawing my rapier, I'll cautiously peer into the room.
All right. So once you get the proverbial stone aside, the next chamber is bare, but it is quite interesting. As it is unusual, the square room is starkly devoid of any markings or adornment, like the last room. But in the center of the chamber's floor, a square shaft drops straight down into darkness. A faint, musty odor rises from this pit. A single piton has been hammered into the stone floor by the northeastern corner of the pit, and a dusty length of rope dangles from the pit into the darkness of the shaft. What do you do?
It appears that we're perhaps not the first people here.
Somebody staked your claim. Grave robbers. Very offensive, Vex.
It is a filthy profession.
Are we not doing the exact same thing? Are these not graves and are we not robbing them?
I have not taken anything. Have you taken anything?
Not at the moment, but that is that not what we are doing?
No, we are simply coming to explore. Maybe we'll find some treasure. It's okay. We just have to make sure we show the people at the gate, you know?
So grave robbing with more steps and legal approval. Okay.
I prefer the term archaeology. And with that...
Yeah! Oh.
Whoa.
My bad.
As we sit and ponder this change of maps and things. There's a certain excerpt from the Black Swan's Encyclopedia that talks about the untaken path. You know, he kind of says it with some spook to his voice. It's often best to send the heartier of your adventures down first. Yet, make sure you test the rope strength, because if you're at the bottom, I can't reach you should you need any healing. So bear that in mind. Also, if we have more than one torch, we could throw it down to sea. Just a suggestion.
That is a good idea, old man. And I'll start ruffling through the pack and pull out another torch and light it up and drop it down the hole.
Righto.
Now, hopefully it doesn't catch that rope on fire.
Do you guys not have dark vision?
I have low light.
I believe I do have dark.
I'm as human as the... I have old man vision. Bring it closer. Yes, my eyes aren't what they used to be.
He's going to need Braille very soon.
I was actually thinking about taking a level in Oracle and taking the cursed vision. Thought that'd be kind of cool. How can I further handicap the world's most worthless character class?
No, I love this character, and I still think, even though some of your spell casting has been switched for skills, this is definitely a campaign that where, you know, skills are, you know, your Indiana Jones overtures, as it were, explaining to everybody is going to not only help sell the game, but I think it's going to really help put everybody in the mindset. So I couldn't think of doing this with anybody else. You hear that? If Frank dies, we cancel the show. I'm sorry. I just can't go on. Can't go on.
Game over, man. Game over.
You first. is Sparta.
Boot. Yeah, so nasty, right? Sorry. So you want to light a torch, drop it down?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Count the boom. Approximately intelligence check, if you had to guess.
Watch for it, and
you can see that you can see the torch. You know,
11.
It drops into a hole of about 50 odd feet, and then hits a floor at about 60.
17.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the ceiling of the shaft, like it is a solid square shaft, and then it stops and opens into some kind of chamber, and the torch continues, you know, into the hole or into the chamber, and hits a floor at 60 feet.
Okay. If I didn't know any better, I would say that it's a large chamber down there. Interesting. Continue.
Move He'll kind of
nudge
and check it.
Nudge the rope.
well, the rope
and the piton.
Yeah, it's thoroughly rotted and starts crumbling in your hands as you.
And how's the piton?
The piton seems relatively secure.
So
still
I'll
good to use.
Pull the rope out of my pack and. How much
attach
do I have? I might only have 50 feet though. Give me a second. Let me see.
Well, that'll get you to like 10 feet off the floor.
Oh, I don't even have that. I don't have any rope. Do you have rope?
And we go back.
Well, a wise man is never without a few supplies. Yes. Rummaging through his pack.
Okay.
Rope.
Ah.
I do have 50 feet, so.
Okay, there you go. Tie it off.
We may need to boost somebody on the way back up, but I think this should work.
Mm-hmm.
Ren, how about you? Do you have anything that you can add to the length here?
Looking additional ropes, at his perhaps? Side,
zip.
Other Sorry. Side.
Yeah, the guy in banded mail, easy climb.
And a sword.
Problem. No problem. He ties the sword to the end.
I have nothing
it's like one
else.
Of those weight pendulums with the weight on it for getting the straight line. Construction, right? It's got the blue chalk line. Then you, no, okay,
nothing.
Okay, so we have an old piton, 50 feet of rope, and three people all looking at each other.
I will take 20 to climb down. Can I do
I
that?
Think you can, because failure means you fall to your possible doom.
Back in the day, I've been known to be a stickler for some rules, and. Right out of the adventure, I do like it when an adventure decides to either do something to get on with things or restricts. And when it restricts, I have to argue with players who are like, oh, in the book, right? In one of this points, gentlemen, it's talking about a successful DC of climb check is needed to ascend or descend. And I take that as full length.
Okay.
So, because if it was 20...
check.
Well, if it was a 25 every time you went, like, 25 would be bare wall, right? If you have a rope braced to a wall, it drops it to, like, 5, 10 tops. So, unless you're wearing, I don't know, banded mail and carrying a sword or whatever, you have very little, you know, unless you roll that natural one, you got to fail by 4 or more, right?
9.
So, you're going to start there? Okay. So, anyway, you've got 50 feet of shaft. Your climbing speed is 1/4, so that's technically 10 rolls. So, if you want to humor me, this just once. You know, spam away. And we watch Vex descend. 5 feet, 10 feet. Keep them coming.
Natural one.
Oh, natural one?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Vex, you get, was it?
5 feet down.
Yeah, 5 feet down, and it's a 55-foot drop. So taking, like, 5d6.
Any chance of, like, re-catching the rope?
Yep.
It's a pretty far drop.
Yep.
We had a good run.
Do you want a reflex check?
A reflex of 20 to catch that rope on your way down.
Oh,
or
shit.
18 points of damage is yours to discover. So he slips and he starts flailing.
16. Oh, so close.
Anyway, it's long enough that I'll actually let you do it two. I'll give you two tries.
Oh, come on. Nope.
Three. So you fall.
And
you
want to
spend a hero point? No, you want to spend a hero point? First edition hero points, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's you can that? You can spend it to you get a +4 after the roll, so that 16 would become 20. Or if you want, I want a hero point up front, give you a +8 because we had the proverbial single hero point in place.
Well,
it's enough for me to know that you would have been splatted. And drop a hero point.
Yeah, I fell, and I'll drop a hero point so I don't die.
Okay, so you fall and you grab the rope, and it slips through your fingers, and.
Oh, yeah, one-handed, too, so they're probably working yeah. on a minus.
Yeah. And you clutch at it. You try to do the monkey rope thing with your legs, because you've been scamping your whole life up trees and buildings and everything.
This is my first day without a new yeah, hand.
The strangest thing happens as you clasp instinctively with both arms, right?
Yep.
Okay. Your stump extends 6 inches. And where normally you would miss and it would just fall off the end of your stump, your arm just seems to be, in a flash, longer enough to kind of pull the rope, like catch it and pull it towards you, where you grab it with your other hand and legs and, almost at the bottom go, yoink, gah, and you take 1d6 points of non-lethal damage as you get jolted, Can I have a strength check?
Natural one.
Oh my gosh.
So you get
the
jolted.
The curse of the mummy's mask.
You get jolted. You catch it, and you're like, I got it, and then you just like swing into the wall. You push, ow, and take 3 points of non-lethal damage. So there you are, with about 5-10 feet to the ceiling, and still a 15-20 foot drop left. What do you do?
Oh, Pharasma be praised. Looking at my stump.
It's just a stump. You don't even know what you saw. What the hell? You saw a hero point in flavored nano action, but
I look up the shaft. I'm okay.
Just. You see those movies where the guy falls down a hole and it literally is, you see like not only hands, but like feet just, like at the camera and they fall straight back away from you. That's what he does. Just does the, they just see him flailing. And because of our limited vision, right, there's that sort of gap of darkness that's not the floor with the 20-foot uplit from the torch at the bottom and the ambient light up here. He just disappears into darkness, and then all of a sudden, you see the shadow slam into a wall. Oh, I'm okay.
I am going to attempt to climb down the last 5 feet.
Yep. Hey, at least that kept you from spamming 10 rolls.
Oh, God, 5.
You're fine, because, like I said, the DC's 5, and unless you fail it by 4,
Okay, and then from the end, I'll just drop
mm-hmm.
the last 10 feet.
Okay. Now, a natural 1 and a natural 20 on skills is irrelevant. That 3 with 4-5 rope brace, you actually probably wouldn't have really fallen, but I like the idea of, natural 1, you slip, you burn the hero point back. So we'll discuss something heroic or sacrificial to get you that hero point back, but I may have actually slipped the rules on that. But hey, in the end, you're fine. I will be so nice as to say that I won't retract what happened, but you don't hit the heart. You don't, rubbing it off, you regenerate that non-lethal damage.
Woo.
Because I might have buggered your slipping falling rules. My apologies. I have so many systems running in my head. We just came off.
I was like, this is an athletics check.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. But hey, that was interesting. Next.
How exciting.
Yeah. Next.
No? I don't recommend doing it the way I did.
This is going to grab the rope.
Disaster. There's an exit called Dragons and Butterflies where the hero, Gadas, starts very similarly. You know, he'll kind of leans over. So take heart.
So Ren grabs the rope, rolls a 3.
And I will... I was...
Okay. So if you fail, you don't make progress. But the fall has to be, you know, badly.
Yeah.
His 1 got him a 3. Your 7 got you a 3. Like I said, I believe the DC is 5. You have a wall to brace, a rope, and it drops the DC from all the way to like practically 5. So, but for you, because your penalties of your armor, you know, we could get, you know, you could get below that 5, that 1, you know.
Yeah.
So as long as you roll 6 or higher, you know, like 5 or, you know, type of things. Yeah. But anyway, moving on. Very exciting. Spam away.
Oh, okay. Give me a sec.
The problem is if you don't make any progress, you're still at the top kind of fumbling around. Yeah. So,
getting natural 19 for 15.
Yep.
Hooray.
5 feet down.
10 for 6.
10 feet down.
8 for a 4. There we go.
15. Keep going. You're doing great. Oh, okay.
There's the natural 1 for a negative 3.
And all the way down.
He's 20 feet down and he falls.
Would you like to spend a hero point?
Yeah, reflex. And do you want to spend a hero point on it?
Yeah, sure.
It'd give you a plus 4. Well, what's your reflex save?
Give me a sec. Because this character sheet isn't modifying it properly.
I got it here. Your reflex, according to this, is like plus 1.
Yeah, well, does he get affected by armor?
A reflex save?
Yeah.
No.
Think so.
No.
Okay. Then I will spend a hero point. So I get the plus 8. Because I'm spending it before I roll for a reflex.
Exactly. So down the bottom here, in the bottom left, it says 0 modifier. If you type in plus 8 right in there and then roll your dice, it'll give it to you.
Got it.
And if you just want to click on the tiny dice there, it'll fire off the reflex for you.
18.
So that's that's the total, and you need 20.
I need 20.
You need 20 to reflex the rope, the catch the proverbial lip. The it now you're what are you? You're
first level, 20 feet down.
20 feet down.
So 40 feet left. 4d6.
Yeah. No, I'll give you another reflex at the end, but it's going to be 25. It's going to be harder because that rope. You have another shot, like, you know, on the fall because you didn't get it at the top and you're almost down.
I literally can't make it, Jeff.
Yes, you can. I believe in you.
My almost degree in engineering says otherwise. Even with the natural 20 for 21, I still can't beat a DC 25. I don't have another hero point.
Oh, I see. I see.
Mathematically so impossible.
So close.
Right. But, sorry, I didn't finish my sentence. To grab the 20 is falling off a cliff, and it's to grab the edge.
Yeah.
Which is much harder than having the bonus of the rope, right? Because the rope drops a DC. So I'm saying, because I was stating, like, the rope, you know, grab the edge of the cliff, DC at 20, you're on your way down, grab it again, I'll make it 25. And I didn't get into talking about the rope. So guess what? Pulling a natural 20 out of your butt, you're like right at the end and yoink. Ugh! But such a yoink. I want a strength check.
Of course.
To see if you can hang on.
18.
And you do. And you, you know, you hang on, you yoink, and you're dangling below the, you know, you slam around.
A little bit of whiplash.
Yep. A little bit of whiplash. But you know what? The 6 points of subdual is better than death.
Yeah, now, that's fair.
Do you want to know what you would have taken? Was it 4d6?
4d6, I think. Yeah, there's rules like if you make the acrobatics check, you can the first one, but
yeah, you okay? Well,
oh yeah, that would have just dropped me,
splatted you,
splat.
Yeah,
I mean not true dead, but splat.
See, ropes are fun. We're having so much exciting. I've almost killed 2 characters. Unfortunately, they lived, survived, but so dramatic. I'm digging this. I really am. Arif, you ready to end the show and just swan dive in there? I believe in Phrasma. Whoosh.
Pulls out his knife, cuts the rope.
Yep. Bye. Next tomb.
What are you,
that's
Fafal?
So evil. So evil. Right. I'm not doing
says,
that.
Well, by the way, I'm not an old man.
Yeah. No. Screw you. You won't do my rubbings right. for me. I'll show you guys.
Here we go. Oh, wonderful. My disguise worked. It is me for fall.
just peels off the old man layer and there's blue skin underneath. I'm back. Screw all cat kind. They never know it was me. That's funny. No, seriously. Right.
Stand below and get ready to catch me. This rope is proving more challenging than I thought.
Ren has his arms out, just ready.
Here we go. 17 for 16.
Okay.
5. 13.
10.
5. Come on, baby. 7. Natural 20 for 19.
There
six.
It is.
6. No, you gotta miss it by 4 or more. The DC's 5.
Oh, okay.
As long as you don't roll 2. So close, man. He's almost close. At the end. Yeah. Whoa, you know? He twitches on the rope and like some scrolls and stuff spills out of his pack, and then he instinctively like grabs for the books and then almost loses his grip twice. It's funny to watch it once and then the same thing happens. He jostles his books, more stuff falls, and again almost loses his grip to try to recover the books. So it starts raining parchment and books down on you guys.
You know, that old man's going to die.
Well,
there we go. Natural 1.
Right at the end?
Yep. So I made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth roll.
So you made it down 45 feet. So what is that? 15 feet left.
Yep. So reflex, 20.
Oh, God.
You guys want to catch him?
I'm going to try.
I don't think
I'll give it to you because he said, be ready to catch me.
6.
So he gets down, and he's 5 foot up in the lip, and you guys are watching, and the books kind of start fluttering down, and then he falls. Anyone want to do the dive save to help cushion?
Ren would.
Okay.
No.
I mean, Ren's job is protection. So.
I could just read his books, right? I don't need his knowledge.
All right. My God.
Okay, Ren, I will. You desperately dive in there. I will let you, you know, share the damage if you can make a DC of 20.
Reflex.
Same thing, reflex one, yeah.
Yep. 3.
So I'm afraid. Real damage. 2 whole points of lethal splatty damage as the old man plops on the floor. And we will see you next time on The Man from Osirian. Might, you know, meet his end. No, you're not from Osirian. No. The man from Osirian isn't you. We keep saying that. Say goodnight, Aerith.
We're all gonna die.
Good night, everybody.